Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Now, Faye Hayden is from Leitrim, and she's on the line. Morning, Faye.
Hello, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well.
So, Faye, it's not often that Dermot or myself would inspire academic brilliance, but tell everybody what happened. What you listened to the show, and what happened?
Well, I listen to the show all the time, and I love listening to all the kind of quirky, funny little things that you do, and I love to write, and I like to be a bit creative, and a lot of our essays can be a little bit dreary and a little bit dull, the things that we have to write about.
What are you studying?
I'm doing my Master's in Social Justice and Public Policy through Waterford IT, so it's a little bit dry. Some of them are really interesting, but economics particularly, we're all kind of, we haven't got a clue. It's not really an exciting subject in the slightest, and I just don't really get it, to be honest. But I was listening to you at the end of April, and you were talking about getting some of your Travis Scott Nike Air Jordans.
Yes.
And I had to write my economics essay that weekend about supply and demand, and we had to choose something where we could illustrate supply and demand, some kind of product, and my husband was like, just write about oil, and I was like, I'm not writing about oil, it's just too boring. So I thought, I'm going to write about Dave's runners.
Okay.
So I did, and I got a first.
I got a first on my essay.
Yay.
Incredible.
I was
excited. You have to remind everybody, if they're not familiar with this whole sneaker thing and Travis Scott, and who's he and what are you talking about?
I think he's a rapper, isn't he?
He is a rapper, you're absolutely right. Yeah,
and isn't he the father of one of the Kardashian Jenner girls?
Listen, this is where you lose me. I go rapper, sneakers, don't want to know anymore. So that's good to me. So yeah, he's gotten himself in this position where his collaborations with the Jordan brand are some of the most sought after collaborations out there.
Yeah, completely. And one of the most expensive pairs, this is what I wrote about in my essay, was some of the Nike Air Jordan ones that went for $560,000.
Yeah, but they must be the PlayStation. He did a PlayStation collaboration. And they're almost, I didn't know they were $500,000. I knew there were hundreds of thousands of euros.
I think some of these are the ones that have actually been worn and signed and that kind of thing. But their creation, they're almost like a work of art. So they're selling for the same kind of price as an antique or a work of art actually go for. And some of them are rotten, and some of them look like they've been worn for a very long time and they've been very sweated in. So I personally wouldn't be wanting that in my house. Did you get a Slayer t-shirt? You got the Slayer t-shirt that was really sweaty?
So what I did was I went to see a band. So basically the guitarist from Slayer is also in a band called Exodus. Exodus was the band he was originally in. And the gig, it was actually the final gig in Ireland that happened before lockdown, was Exodus, Testament and Death Angel in the National Stadium. What a gig, lads. But anyway, the guitarist who was also in Slayer is one of my favourite guitarists. His name is Gary Holt. And he was selling gig-worn t-shirts. So the previous night they had played in Paris. And I bought his Paris gig-worn t-shirt, brought it home in a bag, told my wife. She was like, oh my God, that's a terrible thing to do anyway. Also, isn't there this thing called coronavirus? Maybe that's like, that's not a thing. Nothing will happen. Whole country shuts down. Everyone on the tour, they all had coronavirus. And that thing is sitting in my bedroom.
I seem to remember back at the start of coronavirus, you were the one that said it was a big thing, and Dermot was the one who was saying, nah, it's nothing, it's grand.
That's right. I was trying to justify my purchase at the gig.
You were like stockpiling pins and cans and things like that, ready to go and live in your hot house.
He literally paid good money for a t-shirt drenched in COVID.
How did I not get it?
It's totally different. When it's famous COVID, it's worth a lot more.
Gary Holt, Exodus COVID.
Yeah, maybe there's a Travis Scott COVID collab. What will you be when you get your master's? Is there a particular job you'd have your eye on, or what does your course allow you to do?
I don't know, really. I'll be tired by the end of that. I know that. I'm already tired. But I am really interested in youth justice and understanding why crime happens with young people and antisocial behaviour and where we as a society are getting it wrong for young people. So I'm really interested in going into that side of things.
That is a very worthy and an interesting place to be. I do have some bad news for you, though. Having written this essay and gotten yourself a first, you will now be working in JD Sports. And you'll be...
thing.
Handing out insurance to young criminals who come in.
And, you know, working on their supply and demand might be a whole different kind of issue.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
When you sit down in front of your first gang of youths, you'll be able to just have the bants about trainers and you'll immediately bond.
Not a good idea.
No, probably not. Congratulations on your first. Best luck with your studies and thanks so much for using Dermot and Dave as an inspiration.
Can I be really cheeky and ask for two things?
Go on.
Really cheeky. The first one is, when I'm studying, I'm an absolute nightmare and I study all night and then I sleep all day. I'm like a proper teenager.
Right.
And my husband, Mick, picks up all the slack. He looks after our children. He does the washing. He does the cooking and he doesn't complain. So would you be able to play one for him?
One by Metallica?
Yeah, because that's his favourite Metallica song.
I mean, I wish I could play One by Metallica. I do, however, have bosses who sit outside the studio, look through the window and do things like this. No, Dave. No, you can't.
Does he like One by U2?
No, not the same. And the second thing is, I have a Real Men top 10 of kind of real, like, hot men that are just like real men, not shiny Hollywoody people.
Right.
You two are number 7. You can't be separated.
Wow!
Now, hang on. We've got to find out who else is on this list.
Yeah, come on. Take us through.
From number 10 down to 1, please, and we can see what company we have here.
This is going to be really embarrassing because some of these are actual real people that I have to face now, and my daughter is going to kill me.
Oh my god, amazing!
Okay. You don't have to give their names if it's too embarrassing, but you can tell us just kind of roughly who they are.
We have some horses and a donkey, and so number 10 is our farrier Dave. He's just lovely.
Okay, farrier Dave,
manly man.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of Daves in this, actually. There's a lot of Daves.
Unsurprised.
That's a very common name.
Then number 7 is Dave Grohl from Nirvana. And
hang on, are you jumping there, or do you mean number 9?
Number nine, Dave Grohl.
Okay.
Yeah, I know he's worth like billions, but he's very real and he's really good at women's rights. Then number 10, Dr. Mike Ryan from The Who. From the World Health Organization, he's just really cool.
Is this number 8?
Sorry, I just can't count. Jim, I try and do these meditation things that you give us, and I just lose count by 5.
Michael Ryan's a legend. Okay, he's number 8. Number 7 is Dermot and Dave.
Jim and Dave together, because you can't be separated.
That's fair.
You're like, it's like children. You can't pick your favourite, even if you have got one. You can't say it out loud.
True.
Don't take this the wrong way either of you, but Dave, it's Dave for the brawn and Dermot for the brain.
That's absolutely accurate.
Look, I'm just glad to be included, you know.
Fair enough.
So what's number 6?
Number 6 is, he's a new entry at number 6, is Casper Schmeichel. Yeah, number 5, now this is on my daughter's going to kill me. My daughter's orthodontist, David.
David the orthodontist.
Absolutely gorgeous, and he's such a lovely man. Then number 4 is Brendan Gleeson.
So
I have he's just lovely.
Yeah, he is. He's very real, and very cuddly, very talented.
He is, and we went to see him in a play a few years ago with his sons, and I made my husband hang around afterwards to get a drink in case they came out, and he came into the bar and he was like, "How are you?" And Mick was like, my husband, he was like, "Are you going to go and ask him?" I was like, "Oh no, thank you, oh my god, he spoke to me, that'll do. So that was really embarrassing.
Right.
And it was a very expensive gin and tonic.
But you got to meet him.
Got to meet him. Yeah, okay. When he said hello, that was as good as it gets. Number three is Brent Pope.
Brent Pope, the rugby pundit / shoemaker.
God, yes, absolutely. I'm actually sitting at my desk and I have a picture of him on the wall.
I tell you, Dermot and I have both met Brent Pope up close. He is a huge man and very attractive.
Saw him speak and oh my god, that chest.
I can see you have a type.
Yeah, you see, I'm 5'10" myself, so I have a type.
Big Brent to look after. Okay, number 2.
And then number 2, and this is where Dermot, you come in. I'm hoping you're going to say something sexy to me, because number 2 is Liam Cunningham.
Oh, good old Liam, star
and
of Game of Thrones.
And a few weeks ago, you were talking on the radio, and I was like, oh my god, it's Liam Cunningham. And my husband just let me believe it for ages, and then told me later it was actually you.
Liam, can you give Faye a little message there?
Liam Cunningham. Faye, great to talk to you. Liam Cunningham here, star of Game of Thrones and a Toyota ad on the radio. Are you well?
Well, very well now, Liam. I'm speaking to you.
Look, I've got to tell you something about Game of Thrones. You may not know this, but the dragons, they're not real. They're made of computers, okay?
Oh, but Liam, I come from Wales. I can bring the dragons.
Oh, the Welsh dragons.
That's right. You bring the dragons. I'll bring Westeros.
And number one, who is it?
Number one is my husband, Mick.
Ah, what a beautiful answer.
He is a legend.
You have to throw him in because you've basically just fancied nine other men.
Absolutely.
Ten, because we're
ten,
two.
Actually, yeah. As well, yeah, you came as a package. So.
Faye, this is far more interesting than your Travis Scott essay, I have to say.
Well,
brilliant. Thanks so much for sharing it with us. Well done and best of luck in the studies.
Thanks a million. Take
Cheers,
care.
Cheers, Faye. Bye.
Not sure how I feel about being at number seven, Dave.
Like, I am happy.
Brent Pope was ahead of us.
I am happy to be.
He's about 100.
I'm happy to be on anyone's list of anything, even a list of enemies. I'm happy to be, a list of people want to take out. In that sense, I'm happy to be
on my list of enemies.
Oh, very, very funny. Fair play to that girl.
Do you have one of those lists? We'd love to hear from you. Actually, do you have a list?
I think what Dermot's really asking is, are Dermot and Dave on anyone else's list? No, if you have a list, let us know. 087-4100-102.
And about that brawn comment, I mean, I've been doing press-ups.
Now, if you had a list, who would be on it? Maybe you haven't actually gone to that level of organisation that Faye had, in fairness. Very few people have. But is there anyone you would put on the list? And maybe you've laminated one at home. Maybe you're already there.
Someone just says, Faye is life. Yes, she is. Faye Hayden from Leitrim. So much reaction to Faye. Faye was just on. Well, initially to tell us about the fact that she had written an academic paper on something I was rabbiting on about how sneakers and the stuff I love about sneakers. Anyway, she got a distinction in that. That's great. But more importantly, she has a list. A list of men that she really likes. And Dermot and Dave are number seven in that list. Collectively, I can't believe Faye's telling you all this. The orthodontist, the farrier.
A lot of you concerned that maybe the ages of some of the men are too high. Someone says, I don't think that woman should be allowed near a nursing home, says John in Offaly.
And Al says, ah, fair play to Faye. She doesn't go for looks. Shut up, Al. Can we get Faye as a weekly segment where she goes through the rankings and if anybody has moved places or there are any new additions, kind of like the Sky Sports Live Premier League table? That would be a great idea.
She does put an awful lot of work into this.
You can
see
that.
Very thorough. No wonder she's nailing her academic work. I mean, she really thinks of everything.
If you have a list, would you let us know who's on it? You can stay anonymous if you want to, but we really want to talk to you. And also, did Dermot and Dave feature on anyone else's list? You can let us know. 087-4100-102.
Lorraine says, you two are number one on top of my list for making me laugh on my bad days, which is a lot.
Aw.
No, we're sorry to hear that,
Lorraine.
But see, that makes up for looks.
Yeah.
When you can make someone laugh.
People always say number one thing is a great sense of humour, you know? We've been trading off that for four decades now, lads. We had Faye from Leitrim on the phone there a little while back. She was on to tell us about something she had done really well in a piece of academic research, but no, immediately the conversation went the way of her list. Dermot and Dave, number seven on her list, collectively together. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't want to be on a list with you.
You can't be fussy. You can't afford to be choosy, Dave. Joanne's in Tip. Hello, Joanne. She's on line two.
Oh, line two. Sorry. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Not bad at all. Have you got a list?
I have. I have a list for a long time, going back to the early 90s, yeah.
Oh, and have many people come and gone on the list, or has it kind of remained constant?
It's remained constant. My one big loss was Alan Rickman.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, but yeah.
Well, luckily for you, we can bring Alan back from the grave and just to give you a quick message there, Joanne. So just.
Oh my God.
Alan Rickman. Joanne, it's Alan here. I've been away with Harry Potter.
Does it still do it for you, Joanne?
Mr.
Oh, it does.
John McClane.
Ooh.
Okay, so him aside, who else makes the list?
Well, I have John Cusack. John Cusack. Michael Lester. You know,
Hang on.
Hang on.
You went two like Hollywood actors in Alan Rickman and John Cusack, and then Michael Lester, the guy who does the Sunday game.
The Sunday game from when I was a young girl. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He had a great hair.
Still does.
Oh, yeah. Great eyes and everything, yeah.
Right, yeah.
He does. He had a twinkle in his eye, all right.
So who else?
The very top of my list is someone very close to you. Your own Ian Dempsey.
Ian Dempsey?
Oh, yeah.
Ian Dempsey, are you there? Turn on your microphone there, Ian Dempsey.
Yeah.
Hey, Ian, here's Joanne. Joanne has you.
Hang on.
Put your headphones on there. Ian is just plugging. He's in the other studio doing work, you see. Ian, say hello to Joanne there.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Hi, Ian. Oh, I'm good, thanks.
I just heard my name being mentioned and I turned up the sound.
Ian, we're talking about, you know, lists that people have where they put their dream partners on.
Right.
You are top of Joanne's list.
My God, Joanne.
Oh, it's just the early 90s, Ian. I followed 90s. You on Dempsey's then.
Oh, you're a thing, huh?
I met you in person, Ethan. You called me a lady in red. I never forget it.
Did I? Where was this, Joanne?
Where was that?
The boat that rocked. The time we did that, yeah. I told my Mike Tyson story and I got to meet you afterwards and everything. It was lovely. I still have the picture.
It sounds like you two have history. Well, at least in Joanne's head anyway. Poor Ian's like, what are you talking about?
And who's second on your list, Joanne?
Michael Lester.
Yeah, we had the same reaction, Ian. I have to be honest.
Sorry, Michael, if you're listening, but I'm just... Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ian. You can go back to work now.
Joanne, you are also number one on my list.
Oh, there you go, Joanne. There you go. Thanks, Eno.
Oh, God, that made my year.
Right, Joanne, congratulations.
You've just created a new memory because the last one you had of Ian was like 25 years old or something.
Thanks, Joanne.
Thanks very much.
Bye. Jennifer's also there. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You have a list too, do you?
I do have a list.
All right, go on. Give us, what is it, top five?
Yeah, top
five. Okay, reverse order, go. Number five.
Josie Mourinho.
Okay.
Four is Frank Lampard.
Oh.
Lamps!
I'm seeing a Chelsea run here. Go on, yeah.
Three is, I think I said Johnny Sexton.
Johnny Sexton, yeah, obviously. Amazing athlete.
Tall, dark and handsome.
Kind of moody.
Two, Billy Joe Armstrong.
So he's the singer in Green Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
And number one, Danny O'Donoghue.
Danny from The Script.
The Script. Okay, just to be clear, it's not Danny from The Coronas, it's Danny from The Script.
Yeah.
I can see there's height there in some of them. Danny and Johnny are tall men. I don't know about Billy. I've never met him. I don't know whether he's tall or not. And what is it about Danny O'Donoghue that you love so much?
Oh, everything. It's full package.
Can't argue with that, in fairness.
Yeah, if he was going to sing a serenade you with the Script song, do you have any in mind that you'd like him to sing for you?
Oh, The Man Who Can't Be Moved.
That's a classic. That's a great tune.
All right, Jennifer, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
See you later, bye.
Fairness, Danny and Billy Joe Armstrong are pretty different. Like, you have Danny, you know, quite clean cut, sort of leather, you know, and then you have...
Do you have the time to listen to me, right?
And then you have Jose Mourinho.
Like, what?
They're a good mix.
You want to make... Okay, I suppose you
have options open.
Maria Devereaux, do you have a list?
Yes, I
mean,
do.
Sorry, I should say, is your list... Chris Martin's name written down 10 times. That's probably what it is, in fairness.
Well, I mean, it probably should be, but no, it's not. I'll give you my top five, will I?
Top five, go for it.
Number five, Matt Cooper.
Matt Cooper!
Controversial.
So Emer's nodding.
Yeah. So Matt Cooper...
What is it about Matt?
Like, he's just so intelligent. You wouldn't have to say anything, he'd just tell you everything. And then... Like, he's really good looking, and when he looks at you, you're like,
Matt. He is a very good looking man.
When the Today FM ad comes on telly at home,
Johnny
says, you always say you love Matt Cooper at the end of that ad. Because like, I do love him.
Saturday.
Okay, number four.
Number four, Packy Bonner.
You've always had a thing for Packy, haven't you?
I always said, from the age of four, I said I'm either going to marry Packy Bonner or my dad. I've since learned rules and regulations around those situations, so Packy Bonner it is.
Well, you've moved awfully now, so there's more options.
Number three, Jared Butler.
Yes, you did always have a thing
for
Jared.
So rugged.
Yeah.
And like, just always knows what to do in like a world-ending situation. Number two. Chris Martin.
Sorry, number two.
Number
Chris
two,
Martin.
Chris Martin.
Oh,
yeah.
Because number one is
my Johnny.
Oh, good answer. Good answer.
Good save.
How was everything at home when you interviewed Chris Martin from Coldplay?
He was Johnny was terrified.
Really?
Yeah, I think he just thought that I'd come up on their screen and they'd instantly fall head over heels in love with me, and then ask me to move. And with them, and then go on tour with them, and that would be it forever.
Well, I can understand his thing. If you remember, like Chris Martin did say, well, we love Maria.
Oh,
like, he just kept saying, well, we love Maria. Like, all the time.
I think I sweat for 2 days solid after just him looking at me.
This is all quite sexist. I mean, we're being treated like pieces of
meat. Oh, you feel objectified,
here. Do you? I do, yeah. I think there should be a male top five in here, like, that a man can choose their
it's
top
welcome.
Five.
Go on.
You look like you're about to press a button.
Well, Vanessa's there if you want to. Yeah. But I'm sure Vanessa wants to objectify you even further. Is that okay? Like, Vanessa, how are you?
Go on. Come on then, Vanessa.
Oh God, I'm actually really nervous now. I don't have my list in front of me.
Okay, but sure. Just say what's in your heart. Who do you love, Vanessa?
Oh, God. Okay, well, Marty Whelan.
Marty Whelan, outstanding, outstanding.
Look, he is very suave, great entertainer.
You know what? And I meet him in Dunn sometimes in Portmarnock, and he's a sound lad. So he is.
I had a great conversation with him at the boot of my car one day.
Yeah, see,
he's lovely.
He's sound.
Okay, who else then?
Martin Kemp, Silver Fox.
I get
Martin
that.
Kemp. Okay, so he was in Spandau Ballet and was in EastEnders. Yes.
Gorgeous.
Martin Kemp. Okay, yeah, fair.
Still a good looking chap.
Next, I think I had Mario Rosenstock. I love Mario.
Rosenstock. Yeah. Your favourites are getting a lot of love, lads.
Just
love
as himself or as Miriam.
Other people.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Miriam.
Well, no, definitely not as Miriam, but as himself. As himself.
Anyone else?
Oh, God, who else was on it? I had Christian Slater. I've loved him since I was about, 14. Oh,
and did you see, out of nowhere, Christian Slater, no one's heard from Christian Slater in a decade. And all of a sudden, he's back now in these Hewlett-Packard ads. And he's being cool.
Really?
I'm like,
oh, I haven't seen him.
Yeah, keep an eye.
Oh, yeah, I love Christian Slater.
Okay, who else
did I have on it?
Any Irish actors in there?
I had Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
I had Michael Fassbender.
I tell you, I was in a pub one time with Liam Neeson in the Stag's Head, and I've never seen women flock to someone. It was like flies to you know what.
He was very tall, very charismatic, and literally every woman in the place went bonkers. Like,
understandable. Yeah,
bonkers.
Yeah. I get that.
Okay, and then anyone else on the list to wrap it up? Vanessa?
Number one is my husband, Brian Waldron.
Brian Waldron. The hottest of them all.
The hottest of them all. Good Mayo man.
Dead right, Vanessa.
That's a good list. Yeah. A good spread.
Good,
different types of personalities in there.
I'm sorry you didn't make it, lads.
Hey, Vanessa, we're sick of being objectified, to be honest with you. Yeah.
We're not pieces of meat.
It's a relief of anything, Vanessa. Thanks a million.
Thanks.
See
bye.
You. Bye.
So what, do you want my top five?
Go on, top five.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay.
Sorry, we should just say Dermot. Go ahead there in case people are confusing your top five with my top five.
Okay, Mary from Anything Goes. Do you remember Mary's
Make and Do?
Oh, she had the blonde hair. She always had lovely woolly jumpers on. I just obviously fancied her when I was 7.
Right.
It's like a female MacGyver. She just could make
she
anything.
Could do anything with a pipe cleaner. An absolute wizard. Just something really reassuring.
Okay.
Next is Margot Robbie, because we saw the new The Suicide Squad film last night.
So good, by the way.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
And we're talking to Peter Capaldi, Doctor Who, Malcolm Tucker, and the star of the new Suicide Squad movie tomorrow.
Anyway, she's just so hot.
To be fair, she should be on my list.
Yeah. Number three, Mary Kennedy from Nationwide.
You've a thing for Marys on the telly, don't you?
I just think she's got it. You know, Mary Kennedy, that X Factor, Mary Kennedy, and she just, the older she gets, the more beautiful she gets.
Yeah.
Right.
I think a lot of people would be agreeing with me. Number two is my dentist's assistant.
Oh, this is where it starts to get awkward. This is where people start to leave their jobs.
The weird thing is I've never seen her face because she always has a mask on.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, because, you know, they were ahead of the curve, dentists, because they were always wearing masks. But she must be, I don't know what country she's from, someplace in Asia.
Right.
But her eyes are like, yeah, you know those eyes, in kind of movies where there would be some, a guy wakes up in the desert after you think he's dead, but then he wakes up and he's been rescued by some kind of Arab group or something, and there's a woman with a mask on and going, nah, 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 nah. Her eyes are like that.
Right.
Like a belly dancer.
Yeah.
What if even though she works in dentists, what if she took her mask off and she has those like Lurline Lumpkin teeth or whatever, and then you're like, oh no, a big mole.
A Dubliner's beard.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, number two.
Say, put the mask on. And that's number two. And then number one, of course, is Karina, my beautiful wife.
You have to put that
in there to get yourself out of trouble.
You're dead right.
She also is a total ride, by the way.
She is, in fairness.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.